The proposal has been reincarnated several times over the past decade. While it's never faced particularly vocal opposition, the bill has regularly been defeated over concerns it may be too restrictive. This particular plan would require kids to wear life jackets on any boat 25 feet or shorter. Bill Gossard has traveled around the country lobbying on similar measures for the National Transportation Safety Board. He says just requiring that all boats have life jackets handy isn't enough to keep kids safe.
The child can't make a decision to wear a life jacket or not wear a life jacket. Adults can, but children can, and children need to be protected. And it's a responsibility of the parents, but it's also a responsibility of the state. That's the way we look at it.
The plan would apply to more than just your average fishing boat. Kids would have to wear life jackets on some inner tubes, paddle boats, and canoes. Elkhorn Republican Neil Kedzie chairs the Senate Natural Resources Committee, which held a public hearing on the idea. He says he'll need some questions answered before he can support the bill.
You know, we have to make sure that this is going to do what is the intention of the law. That is, if we put it in place, will it indeed save lives?
Kedzie says his committee may vote on the plan sometime in the next month. Safety Board statistics show Wisconsin is one of only six states without any laws requiring kids to wear life jackets. Minnesota and Iowa also leave it up to parents and kids to decide on their own. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.